It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Breaking Chains and Young Adults Talk. Peace and blessings to all of you. Good evening and welcome. It's Monday night. It's Monday Night Live with Reverend Hot Rod, pastor, teacher of the Young Adults Talk Ministry, and my main man, DJ Rod Ski, entrepreneur and founder of the Young Kings, where they elevate vision and dreams. We'll be bringing the talk to the community and issues disturbing to a people that we will build each other up by discussing different topics. That goes down every Monday right here at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you can listen live at www.blogtalkradio.com, YAT Radio, or call in on your discussions. The number to call is 858-357-9137. It's new and it's live with straightforward discussion with solutions and results. It's DJ Rod Ski. Rod is DJ Rod Ski saying, no slaves allowed. Good evening, sir. How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
God blessings. God blessings to you, brother. Hey, man, I want to jump in like this tonight. Like I said to you earlier, man, on the phone, saw you making a trip to Montgomery, man, making it go down. Tell everybody about school, man, and the process that you got going on and the progress that you are making, brother.
Well, as you know, I've been mentoring young men for about 17 years. But I've always had to work under the scope of another building or under somebody else's guise. Well, the Creator, our God, has, you know, been fortunate enough to give me my own land to work. And we got a building now. So as always, you know, when you're starting off, you got to have some startup money, some money to make the vision come to fruition. And the community's helped a little bit. I had a couple people donate some money, but donate a couple of bucks of paint. But we really need some real funding. So I went to Montgomery today and had a meeting at ADECA. ADECA is one of the places that you're supposed to go that helps community and finds money for communities or have money for communities. But unfortunately, we went and they didn't really have much to tell us. Even though we had all our ducks in a row and everything, they were basically saying, you know, well, we don't have any money for that program, but I'll send you to somebody else. So then they send us to somebody else, and that person sent us to somebody else, so we really got a spin doctor on that thing. But that didn't deter us, because we also went up there and had a meeting at Alabama State, the Surplus Building. The Surplus Building is a place where all the places around Alabama and certain states, they send all their excess surplus of equipment that come from computers, to desks, to freezers, to all kinds of stuff like that. We were able to go in there and actually find us some stuff to get us started. We went up there to try to get money because we, when working with such a big field and such a huge building like we have, there's going to be costs for power. And also we got a lease. So, I mean, it was productive in a way, and it was. But one thing that made me, I was able to see up there, is that our representative from down here in Mobile, they ain't doing nothing for the community. And see, they're up there just doing what they do. And as long as you down here, you really don't have a picture of what they do up there. But they ain't doing nothing. I really lost all confidence in politicians. Can't nobody tell me that about a politician helping me to do nothing. I don't care who you it is. I don't care who you say it is. Because I done seen it. I saw the game. They outbeat the game today. It's a hell of a game. It's a hell of a game, that politics game. They act like they're up there doing, but they ain't doing nothing. They taking money from lobbyists. They taking money from whoever want to get. They like hoes. Excuse my French. Mm-hmm. But they like cheap hoes. Whoever has the money, that can flash the money in front of them. And promise them something, or look, help this bill go through, or whatever. That's what they do. But they have absolutely no concern for the people in Mobile. Their representatives, I don't know who they think they are, but they about to get exposed. And I'm talking about everybody. We went by a couple of places today. We went by a couple of offices today too. They wasn't in there because you know they out trying to guard up votes because it's about to be crucial June 5th.
That's right.
So even though we ain't seen them, nobody's seen or heard from them. Now everybody's out on the slab trying to get votes because it's crunch time again. So Here comes the lies. Here comes the bulls, the bull crap. And here comes everything that they want to tell you that they're going to do. They fight for you. They ain't fighting for you. They fight
right.
for themselves, security of their family. I'm just being straight up with you.
That's right.
You know, I ain't put no cut on it because ain't no cut need to put on it. It is what it is.
It
and
is
I'm
what
telling
it
you
is.
Straight up. I went up there today and seen how the game is played. They got certain black people up there that's in government that are gatekeepers, meaning that they make sure that everything stays the same. And if one of them get out of place, they know how to put them back in place. But you cannot succeed up there if you ain't gonna play the good old boy game. And you got a
that's
lot of
right.
You have a lot of problems from up there that are up there playing the good old boys game. And they don't give a damn about nobody in Mobile, especially the people that spoke for them. So today made me really wake up and understand I have no confidence in none of these people. Don't come telling me about the vote. If you don't know how the situation, if you don't know the game up there they're playing, then don't come in my face telling me what I need to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I'm just being honest. It's a hell of a thing they got going on, bro.
Yeah, you know. Go ahead, Steve.
Hell of a thing they got up there. Wait.
It's something that you say that, man, because I did a show a couple of years ago talking about that. And when I tell you that I got blasted from some people about that, you know, you got to be careful what you say. You can't be talking about these, you know, let me say, you know, I am with you on that, brother, because I've been seeing that firsthand for a long time. I've said this on these podcasts, and I can agree with you today, and I'll say it again. Politicians, man, to me are like, I'm gonna let you go ahead and put it out there. So because they sell them, and you're absolutely right, because that's what they are, because they sell themselves for the dollar.
And they
because
and
they sell out the community. Because the lobbyists come in and say, okay, well here's these thousands and thousands of dollars. I need you to do this over here and I need you to pull money from there, and they do it. Because that money that they're pulling in goes to them directly. So, you know, and that's going to be another show, and I look forward to having that show. Tonight, Ski, though, and it's something that you talk about that, because that goes into talk about what we had said that we're going to talk about tonight. These so-called politicians that represent us, self-hate. Self-hate was a discussion that we're going to jump in tonight, and that deals with our mentality. So let's talk about that self-hate, man, because when you talk about the politicians, there's something that comes to mind. It's something you said, because you don't see them until it's time for election. You don't hear from them. They don't do anything. You may think that they're doing something. You may think that they're spending money for your community or something like that. But I'm with you on that, because they absolutely do nothing. They do a lot of talking. And you don't see them until it's time to come out and vote. And then all these people that are running for these offices, you never even heard of them, but they want you to come out and vote for them. And my big question today is that, you know, why is it that we can't come together as a people and make the necessary changes in our own community instead of waiting on the so-called Uncle Tom, whoever he is, to come in and tell us what we can and what we cannot do? But we can't team up with each other and help each other because of self-hate. That when you talked about something last week that resonated in my spirit so strongly, because it was the truth, is that Jim Crow mentality that has been put out there, and even before him, his era came, we still had this era of, guess what, that we need to hate each other because I'm lighter than you, you darker than me. You live over here, you live over there, you drive this, and guess what? We ain't even talking about slavery times no more. I'm talking about right here in 2018. That self-hate is so powerful today and so ugly and dark that we can't get forward as a people, man. So let's go deep in on that, Ski.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta understand, man, how many years we've had subjected to that kind of stuff with derogatory every time the images. Everything
right.
we see that black is ugly. Everything we see on TV, all the stigma and propaganda. These are hundreds. These are not just 5 or 10 years. These are hundreds of years, a decade of
right.
Crowism. So
right.
for the people, it's going to take more than more than 10 or 15, even 50 years to reprogram ourselves. What you see now is a total disregard for life amongst ourselves. Because if I don't have any hope and I don't have any kind of feeling that I think that my life is going to change or my life is going to get better, then I quite naturally you are in a destructive path, a destructive mindset. So these are things that have been indoctrinated in us, in our psyche for hundreds of years, and it's not going to change overnight. But what we do as a people is that we can't come together because we're selfish now. It used to be a time when it takes a village to raise a child. Well, you can't chastise somebody's child now for doing wrong because then the parents want to fight. And that comes from parents that are children that are really raising children. We have a generation now that does not have any parental skills.
So right.
And then this the new generation we got now, their whole lifestyle is really formulated around destructive mechanisms, such as the music they listen to, such as the activities that they put on. And their children watch this. A lot of the children that I mentor, it's sad, but really the safe haven for them is that mentor class. They look forward to it because they get to get away from what they have at home. And then when you ask about children's behavior problems, you can't. A child isn't just grow up bad. It's some things that happen in that child's lifestyle or at that child's home that maybe shape and molded them children for the worst. A child just come out just bad. And it's a lot of them, man, I know children have been little girls been molested by their uncle, by their mama's boyfriends, all kind of stuff going on.
That's right.
There's some children that come to the mental class don't even have anything to eat. They eat when they come there. That's the best time because they love it because they know they're going to get something to eat. And that's sad. But you got parents that are raising babies, that are babies themselves, and they feel like because they got pregnant or because they have children that is shortening their lives. So they're raising their children. They're trying to be friends and buddies with your children. Therefore, you party with your children. Next thing you know, you're smoking weed with your children. After that, you go to the club with your children. Your children are lost. Total disrespect and disregard for you because as a parent, because you're not showing them a better way. You're not showing them the glass of water next to the dirty glass of water. So we're raising a generation now. Can't nobody blame nobody, but the tree don't fall too far from the fruit. The fruit don't fall too far from the tree. So whatever it is today, we have to be a parents and we got to go ahead and just say what it is. We ain't do a good job. So it's on the mentors, it's on people that really care. They have to try to go back and reverse all that. And that's hard as hell. That's hard as hell, reprogram child. It's already just set up for failure. You have to reprogram them. And then when you do it, when you try to lay some groundwork for them, then their parents come back the next day and when they come pick them up and they go home and it goes back to the same thing. So it's a defeat of purpose all at once. And that's where we are now, son.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's absolutely true because up in Atlanta, man, when I was going into the schools and mentoring and doing the same thing, counseling these young people, one thing that I told the people that I was working for up there, I said, you know what, going to the schools and sitting down after school with these young people is good. I don't have a problem with that. I want to do that. But here's the thing. I have to take another step in this situation. This equation is not just about the children. I got to be able to go into the home and talk and see what's going on with the adults in the home, too, because there's no need for me to sitting up here every day trying to instill positive thoughts and feelings into a child, and they got to go home and get ripped up and tore down with so much negativity. And that's still going on and strong today. And exactly about what you just said. Parents are trying to be the children's friends. They're trying to do all kind of things, making they young like they children. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the thing about it is, it used to be a place, you know, a time when we was growing up, you know, mama used to say, you better stay in a child's place. You know what I'm saying? So the children today act like they are the adults because they are being put under so many restrictions in what you can't do, but I'm being told what I got to do. I got to help to pay the bills. I got to go out here and sell dope because I need to get this, or I need to help mama do this or do this. I got to raise my little brother. So our children today are being made to feel like they are adults. So that's a part of a mentality thing, man, because you said something about how things are on the TV and what we're listening to. That just goes to show the weak mentality of a people today. And this is not to degrade anybody, but this just goes to show how much of the non-morals or non-values that are instilled in our young people today that we got when we grew up, Ski. You know what I'm saying? That was certain things that children were doing that are doing today that, man, if we would have did that back then, man, we would have been laid out unconscious for a couple of hours. That's real talk. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't talking about mamas and daddies beating us. It's because we just got disciplined. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't much. You just get popped in your mouth because you said something you wasn't even supposed to say. Now children are talking as if they grown. You know what I'm saying? They do more cursing than the adults do. And not saying cursing is the right thing to do.
Brother.
Huh?
That was intentional. That was intentional, brother. When they said that you can't put your hands on your child and just for your child because if you
That's
do,
right.
you're going to jail. They knew
That's
what
right.
they were trying to do.
They knew what they were
you
doing.
Know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying? If you don't just,
That's right.
So, you know, it's such a bed of hypocrisy, brother. You know, one of the things that really, like, throws me off are when you have help. Now, I told you, now, I've been mentoring for 17 years. But
right.
every year, it never fails. I put it on Facebook. I put my social media. I said, if you have a child, you're a single mother, and you need help with them, bring them to us. But if,
That's right.
But they won't. But some of them will, and then some of them will for a minute, and then they don't. They're not consistent.
Right.
You can't be consistent. You can't even just drop it, and it's free.
That's right.
All you
That's
gotta
right.
do is just drop your child off, and I can't get past that. And then on top of that, a lot of them say, well, you know, I don't have no transportation, or I get off work at a certain time, and they ain't got no ride. Then me as the mentor, you know, quite naturally, I'm gonna say, well, I'll come pick them up. But every time I come pick them up, your car parked right in the parking lot. So you too lazy to just bring your child to mentor class. So I got to take
right.
responsibility. Come and get your child. Then come rush back and try to get my curriculum up for every. That's selfish, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you have parents out there that feel like, you know, I can't miss. I'm missing my young life. I'm missing my life because I had a child and I got to take care of this. Well, you should have thought about that when you laid down with it.
Absolutely.
You made that decision then. So
you're punishing
know, it's
your
just
children
so many
for the mistake you made. Yeah.
Yeah. But and then children, especially the younger children, they don't miss nothing. They watch their parents. And they watch
yeah,
their
man.
Parents behave. And 9 times out of 10 they mock their parents. They try to be what they see every day. If you see
yeah.
your mama talk to a whole bunch of men, if you see your mama bringing men out in and out of the house, what you think that little girl's gonna think?
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, if your little boy see your boyfriend beating you up, what you think he gonna do if he always see that? You see what I'm saying? So a lot of the stuff we put on our children are really from our own behavior habits. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we know that there's a lot of growth that we have to do in the community now. There's a lot of educating. That we have to do in our community these days. Here's my thing, man. I think that the self-hate is preventing us from even raising our children right and even getting up and getting out doing something to help better our community. Because let's talk about the elderly opposed to our young adults. There's a big gap that's between those two generations right there, man. It's so huge because I would have expected when I was growing up, man, there were some elders, older people, man, that helped keep me in line, that made sure that I understood things or if I did something wrong was corrected. I think now that our people are so afraid of our young people that we just let them do what they want to do when they want to do it without any correction. So if we're not willing to correct our children, how can we sit back and complain of all of the things that they're bringing to us, the madness, the anger, the violence, you know what I'm saying? That is the punishment and from the repercussions of your lack thereof educating your community.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that really stigmatized the black community was when we were able to get our rights to vote and to eat with white folks and to supposedly integrate, then we got lazy, and we didn't pass
Absolutely.
The torch correctly. When you pass the torch, you don't just pass the torch and just say, "Hey, take this." You have to now you have a base for you to pass the torch. You have to give them the knowledge and the wisdom, understanding that, and the principles that you use in order to pass that torch, so they'd be able to further the torch. But we ain't do that.
Right.
We was able to go eat and sleep and drink with white folks. We said we done made it. We arrived. And we haven't arrived. So when we look
that's
at
right.
Our children see us and we talk about what we talking about, they look at us as a bunch of hypocrites. Because they like,
right.
How you going to tell me what I need to do? I need to go to school. I need to go to college, get a good job. So I can go to college, get a good job, which is totally a failure right there. When you tell a child to go to college just to get a good job, you setting them up for slavery. You setting them up for failure. Instead of telling them, go to college, find out what you want to do in your pursuit of happiness, and then come out and make your own job. You know, create your own, be your own boss. That's what we should stop telling our kids. You can tell them, and they'll tell you, they'll recite it back verbatim. If you tell a child why you need to go to school and go to college so you can get a good education, so you can get a good what? All of them say, job. You see, we so indoctrinated with that slave mentality. Instead of saying, go to school, find out what your passion is. That's your pursuit of happiness. And when you find out what you love to do, then you go after it. And then when you come out and you graduate and you have mastery over that certain ability, then you create your own. And then you can also always be your own, but we don't tell them that. You see, we failed them horribly. You know, so when the civil rights generation, they talk about, well, we can't do nothing with these kids. And guess what? The fruit don't fall too far from the tree. You got lazy. You got satisfied. And you got satisfied when you was able to do those things. But now you see it's a whole other spectrum going on. So now it's too late to reboot because your children are looking at you and saying, well, if mama telling me to go get a good job and go to college, then why didn't she do it? Why didn't he do it?
Come on, man.
Why is he around here struggling? But you tell me to do the same formula that you did, and I'm expecting a different outcome?
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you know, it's you know, when I feel like I'm not scared of no young people. I go wherever they go, and I might not speak the same language, but I have the same heart for them, and I understand how they feel and all the anger. We got a bunch of angry young black boys out here.
That's right. Absolutely.
That ain't got no daddies. That just feel like, you know, they've been shorted out in life, and they are, and they should be mad. They should upset. But we don't have many people out here willing to sacrifice the time in order to show them how to channel that anger, that they can be productive for themselves and they can be productive for their community. You know, ain't enough of us out here. Everybody's selfish. People always asking, man, well, how can I help? You help by that person that you see every day that your little boy, your little girl play with that you know bad as hell. But you would still rather say, well, at least it ain't my child. Instead of taking that child up under you and just helping that child, first of all, show the child some love. Then you eventually, after you knock out the walls of mistrust, because children don't trust nobody but themselves. Children have a code of their own. That's why children always stick together and they won't tell on each other. But if you can get past that trust, knock them walls down and they start trusting you, then you'll get down to the bottom. You'll find out what really happened to make them change for the worse. And 9 times out of 10, you'll find out something happened that really changed them, and they wasn't the same. And then you can deal with that, and they're not in denial because you're dealing with the realization of the problem. And we won't have, but none of us have time. We don't have the patience to sit there and go and deal with a child like that because it's all about stuff now.
That's right.
And that's what we had.
That's
where
right.
We at, brother.
That's absolutely correct. And that has a lot to do with that self hate, man, because that self and then hate. You know, it's about myself, but I hate you. You know, we act like we really do hate each other. You know,
we do because we don't know who we are. They don't.
We don't have a clue where we come from or nothing.
No,
absolutely.
Just think about it.
Absolutely.
Just think about it. Just think about this. From pre-K all the way to 9th grade, all you learn about is the accomplishments and the greatness of other people other than that don't look like you. Even though their lives, they change the history and everything, you don't learn nothing about yourself. So if I didn't learn that I was the first one on the earth, that all people came from me and from my people, then that's going to give me a understanding. If I see a white Jesus all the time and I direct that deity to God, then if Jesus is white and God, that means God is white. So the opposite of white is what? Black. See what I'm saying? So quite naturally, every time I see white people, every time I see a picture of Jesus, I think of white people in a deity of pureness. And goodness and all that. And that's not necessarily true. See, they give
that's
us one thing on one end, but don't give us the other part. They don't tell us that George Washington, yeah, he was the first president, but they don't tell you George Washington owned slaves and that he once sold some slaves for some molasses and some rum. They run the game. Then they run the game about Abraham freed the slave. Abraham ain't freed the slave. Abraham Lincoln ain't freed the slave. He didn't want to free the slave. It was an economic choice.
Or it was economic. Come on now.
So,
Pete.
So he even said it was in his all favorability. There can never be superiority of the Negro over the white because we are far superior than them. We will always be subjected to be under us because they're inferior. That's what Abraham Lincoln said after he called himself freeing the slave, which he didn't do. So all these things, and then you have these things where the boys that were Europeans and Caucasians were living in savagery in the medieval times, and the Moors came from Spain and came from Africa, and they civilized them. They didn't even know how to eat three meals a day. They didn't know how to wash. They didn't even know how to wash their butts. The Moors taught them that. They was around there eating each other, stinking and smelling like barbarians. But the Moors came and civilized them. The Moors were the first ones in the universe in the European sect over there to create universities, to show them how to do a light grid, to show them how to eat three meals a day, to show them how you're supposed to take a bath or a shower. These are all things that they didn't know, but you flip the script, that make it seem like we was just with a walk around running through Africa butt naked with a bone in our nose.
Come on, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I would tell everybody who was in the vicinity of your listening to your podcast, you all should watch Hidden Colors, all four of them. If you don't know, you can come holler at me. I always be showing viewings. You need to watch Hidden Colors to see exactly how much information and how much history has been blotted out to make us feel inferior. So it all comes from you. See, you can't tell me about me. You cannot make me feel inferior because I know who I am. And now I know who I am. I have stuff where I stick my chest out because I'm the original man, the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth. I tell you right now, before there was anybody, I was here. You came from it, so how dare you disrespect, I tell this any white person, how dare you disrespect your mother and your father, which is the black man and the black woman. Your days will be numbered. And I'm just being honest, and then you don't teach that. You don't teach that in your schools. We don't teach that in our churches. So what do you expect our children to be if you're not giving them the basis, the foundation of knowledge of self?
That's right.
When you tell them that we've been here millions, when you tell them that we've been here millions and millions of years, the Caucasian only been here 6,000 years, Google it. And I'll tell you, because anything I tell you, I done researched it all the way to the bottom of the all eyes, and I dotted my I's and crossed my T's. The Europeans been here on 6,000 years. We've been here for millions of years. So how are you going to tell me about me? You see what I'm saying?
Amen to that, brother.
Inside of us, we have melanin. The melanin is the skin that comes from the pineal gland. The pineal gland is what gives us our soul, gives us our swag, gives us what we got, that little extra that don't nobody else got but us. You see what I'm telling you?
Yes.
If you look through all the ancient pictures and everything, you'll always see a pine cone. Because that's how the pineal gland is shaped in the back of your brain. That sends off signals that connect you to the nature, to the earth. Can't nobody take that from you, man.
Nobody.
So my point is, and it shouldn't be a point of me trying to say that to put nobody down or make me feel better.
That's right.
But we are the original people. And it's next, we never get an imitation of the original. We are the dominant people. We have the dominant gene. The Caucasian has the recessive gene. Therefore, you can't take two recessives and make a positive, so make up a dominant gene, but you can take from two dominant and make a recessive. That's where you get albino people from. So when somebody come to me and tell me I'm a monkey, and they try to degrade me because they say they white and they black, I break them down and I let them know all this came from one Caucasian German scientist named Johann Friedman, and he decided that he wanted to make a class and say that the Caucasian was superior to the black, and after that he took it and ran with it. So
teach that, bro.
So I'm at the point, and what I do with my young people, my mentor class, I teach them all this. We watch Hidden Colors. We talk about Africa. We talk about Mansa Musa, not Bill Gates. Mansa Musa was the richest man ever. Bill Gates still ain't got Mansa Musa money. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
But just like Mansa Musa, just like we in the hood, when you go to a club and somebody in there balling, you got some folks over there watching them. And they watching them because they want to rob them. That's the same thing they did to Mansa Musa. Them Europeans saw Mansa Musa going all over the world giving them gold and everything, throwing all their monetary systems off because he was just giving it away. And they followed him to the crib, meaning they followed him back to Africa, and they killed him, and they stole, and they've been doing it since then. It's a hell of a thing that Africa is the richest resource country in the world.
Amen. That's
the
right.
The richest resource, and yet the poorest, because everybody came there and raped us, man.
That's right.
That's a hell of a thing to do to a people. You see what I'm saying? And this
That's
is
right.
years and years of this, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, once you know, you be like a knowledge gangster. You be like a history terrorist. You be ready to terrorize because can't nobody deal with that truth. The truth gonna always stand by itself. The truth don't need me. The truth don't need you. The truth don't need us to put it up on nowhere. The truth gonna always stand by itself.
Amen to that, man. You can't take the truth away.
You can't do nothing with the truth. You can't fake it. You can try to say it's alternative fact, but when it get back down to it, the truth is the truth, brother.
Truth is the truth. You better say that,
yeah,
brother.
That's what we
so,
have.
So, hey, man, I go ahead.
No, I'm just like, I just like feel like the sooner, the earlier that we reach out to young people, we trying to get them, I'm trying to get, that's why I was started off my class, my mentor class, at 11 to 17. But after I noticed what was going on, I said, we got to start earlier. We got to get them at 8 years old. We
got to get them
early. Now we get them from 8 to 17. And I love the younger they get, the better. Because when you give them the information, when you talk to them and let them notice, you can just see the pride in their eyes. They be like, man, for real? For real? Did you tell me? I opened the bag of potato chips the other day in mental class. I was eating some Lay's potato chips. I said, you know, a black man created this. What? Lay's potato chips? No, he created potato chips. No, he didn't. I said, yes, he did. It was a black
That's
man
right.
named George Crumb. George Crumb was in the back. He was a cook. And Jim Crow, because that's where most black people, you see most black people at today, in the kitchen cooking, but the white folks loving the food.
That's right.
So he was back there cooking potatoes. He said the manager brought some potatoes back, saying these people are complaining because they said the potatoes are too thick and they're too soft. So he was calling himself being funny. So he sliced the potatoes real, real thin. And then he put them in the grease, and he let them cook extra, extra hard so they'd be extra, extra hard, and send them out. Said the first batch went out. Next thing you know, it was about 20 other artists came in. They wanted the same thing, and he created that. But have George Crumb made any money off that potato chip? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
If I tell a young person, you know what the car just rolled up in, you know who invented the car? Gerald Ford. No.
Nope.
Black people in South Carolina, T.R. Patterson was the first person to invent and create a car, a moving, working, functional car. T.R. Patterson. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
When you're on your PlayStation or you're on your Xbox, you know who created that? A black man. Gerald A. Lawson created the first game console. So, I mean, I could go on for days and days because we are full. We created everything. All they did was took it and might have prepped it up and made it
That's
a little
right.
better. But we created it.
That's right.
But when we were able to go and eat and drink and sleep with white folks, we lost all our creative mind. We just died. Our creativity, our initiative to go on and do for self, we lost everything. We died.
That's right.
And we have not
That's
picked
right.
up on that yet. If white folks stop making toilet paper today, we won't have nothing to wipe our butts with. We'll be wiping our butts with leaves.
That's right. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
You're absolutely correct.
We've lost our whole creative spirit, and that has been through years and years of Jim Crow and from the subject that a complete genocide of our people, man. You got to understand, man, we can't fix this overnight. This is 463 years of indoctrination of hate, or you or somebody telling you every day you ain't nothing, treating you like
That's
you
right.
ain't nothing. You ain't able to learn. Like, so what you think? That ain't going to happen overnight. But what we do as a people now, each one of us, we change the people that we come in contact with every day. You can't save the world. You try to save the world, and you'll be back in about a week, burned out, tired, ready to quit. It's not going to work.
Right.
But you affect those who you come in contact with every single
day. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. And that's what we plan to do here, man. We want to affect some people here, you know? Every time we hit this microphone, we want to be able to affect some people, man. And that's the goal. Hey, we're going to take a music break really quick, and I got to play a song. I got to dedicate this to you, Ski, because, you know what I'm saying? I don't get to dedicate this song right here to too many people because they scared to do this. Hey, y'all hang around. You listen to Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk. DJ Rod Ski says no slaves allowed. Hey,
not
here
now.
We go. Check it out, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'd be some good
news,
right?
He came rising up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time, I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's some rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel bring hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it were for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, trying to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest or I pee. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Hey, you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth because the truth will set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food because a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you want to do a mission, you ain't got to look far because some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good.
Want to get involved?
Got comments or suggestions?
Let us know right here at YAT Radio. Email us at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. Call us at 858-357-9137. Or write us at YAT, Post Office Box 361-308, Decatur, Georgia, 30036.
All right. Thank you very much, Andre. Back to Breaking Chains for Young Adults Talk. Reverend Hot Rod and DJ Rod Ski on the box. Rod Ski, man, I had to play that for you, bro, because that's you all day long, man. You're an urban missionary. You getting out there, bringing it to the hood, man, taking it to the streets, brother. And we applaud you, man. We applaud you openly on this internet all over the world, man. I know this ain't the first time, won't be the last time. And, brother, keep doing what you're doing. Keep grinding, man, because, you know what I'm saying, it takes men like us, man, that's got to get up. Even at this stage in our life right now, this is the time when, you know, we got to take over now. And this is no disrespect to anybody. But it's going to take some real urban missionaries, some real men, man, that got backbone, that's not afraid. I call them men of valor, man, because it takes courage to stand up and speak out. You can sit back and see things going on, and you said something earlier, because guess what? If it ain't my child, if it ain't my family, I ain't worried about it, ain't got nothing to do with me. It got everything to do with you. It affects you. It coming in your house. If it's affecting me, it's affecting you, because we are one unit, we one body, and you need to realize that, you need to understand that. And let me tell you something, man, you need to get off your lazy butts and let's hit these streets. Let's save our communities, man. Let's save our children. And let's bring it together, man, because Rotsky can't do it by himself. And you know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to do it by himself. He's reaching out, man. He's asking. If you go to Facebook, man, you'll see him making posts. But you got to understand something about him. He's serious about that No Slaves Allowed, man. He don't deal with busters. He don't deal with lies. He don't deal with shortcuts. And this is because I've been knowing the brother for a long time, and we are in the stage in our lives right now where we're not where we were 20, 30 years ago. And we see cats every day, man, that are still in that same place, in that same spot, talking the same old nonsense, because they ain't talking game. It's just nonsense. And that's not getting us anywhere, man. So we applaud you, Rotsky, man, and keep pressing on, brother. And like I always tell you, man, and, you know, I can say this openly. I've been doing my thing and caught up and over here, over there and everywhere. And you know what? We have to come together, man. And people need to see, what is it? A unified front. Our young people need to see that and know that. And the men are the ones that have to do it, man. We're pillars of the community, Ski. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I'll say this, and this is not a disclaimer. This is being honest. When I talk to my young men about black and white right racism, I tell them it's stupid, it's ignorant, it's dumb, and it doesn't make sense for an educated person to hate somebody because of the color of their skin. Because
that's
right. the skin color didn't hang us. The skin color didn't rape our women.
Wow.
The skin
Come on
color
now.
did not deny us the freedom of to learn. The skin color didn't take away our God, our language, our culture, and stripped of us and treated us like a dog. It was their mind. So
That's
when
right.
we attack and we go on the defensive, we're attacking the mind, not the color, because the color is inanimate. It can't do nothing. But the mind causes the body to move, and the mind causes the body to act in either a good way or a wicked way.
That's right.
So before anybody say, "Oh, you racist," or you hate white people," no, I hate what white people do.
That's
and
right.
I hate
Come
what
on,
black
now.
People do. But I know the reason why we are like we are. But I can't figure out that's something a whole another show why white people do what they do as far as us.
And
I have this mentality. And I hope God keep working on me, because I have a mentality that if you have 100 snakes, and two of them snakes, or even one of those snakes in that bag is poisonous, and you put them all in the bag and mix them up, will you stick your hand in that bag? I'm asking you.
Say that again. You asking me? Say that again.
You have 100 non-poisonous snakes.
Okay, yeah.
But you have one in that bunch that's poisonous, that if it bites you, it's going to kill you. And they put them all in the bag. Will you stick your hand in that bag?
Wow.
Now that's a serious question, but the answer right off the top of my head would be no.
All right. So when people tell us not all white people are bad, not why all white people are racist, well, the few that aren't is such a small percentage that it makes you the underlining make you feel pessimistic because you're saying, well, that one, but the ones that of you, if your conviction is that, you know, I'm not racist, then you should be standing up for the people that are being subjected to racism. Racism is not I hate you because you're skinned. Racism is the denial of resources, whether it's educational, financial, political, ideological, anything. That's racism. And since black folk people, they never had no power to deny a whole race of people, a whole group of people, ethnicity, then we can never be racist. What we can do is that we counter racism or we are prejudiced. And if you ask us why we're prejudiced, we have 400 years worth of facts to tell you why we feel that way. But I think the most incredible thing right now, during right now, why racism is so rampant and all these things are going on, because white people feel like, man, the tables are turning. We are not producing, we're not reproducing as fast as black people and people of color. What's going to happen is, this is the mentality of a lot of white people, is that when the black people take over, they're going to do us the same way we did them. But I got a little newsflash for all the white people out there that might be listening. We're not like that. Black people have never been like that. We're not evil and wicked where we can even do somebody like that. We've done more harm to ourselves than we ever done to you. So you can just quit that. But that's the reason why, brother. And that's a hell of a thing. That is a hell of a thing.
It is, Key. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So here's something. Let me ask you this question. I want to hear one right now, because we can go on for days in this conversation here. If there was a solution that you had to put out in front of a people right now for them to grasp, because we are in dire need of one, what would be a solution that you would just put in front of people right now? If you were sitting in front of a board of people and it was like, okay, Mr. Rodney Toomer, let me ask you something. What can you tell us that we can help you to do to help to start fixing this problem? What would you tell them, Ski?
Oh, that's easy. I tell them, come to the mothership. Come see the building, what we got. We have a pilot program that we're about to end that's going to show you how we do that. We have to break the generational poverty that we see every day. We have to break that, and we have to break that one generation at a time. If you come to the mothership, we have everything in there that a child needs. We're gonna service that whole community back there. We got everything. We're going to have everything, where you can shop in one place and get everything you need. We have everything from TV to radio to barbershop to community. We're going to be doing coding. We're going to teach these children at the age from 7 to 12. We have a curriculum for them to teach them credit. We have a curriculum to teach them from 7 to 11, from 11 to 16, from 15 to 19, from 19 to 27. We have a curriculum for them to teach them how to learn credit. Can you name one credit? Can you name one place that teaches how to do credit? Name one place, one university, name one school that teaches credit. Can you just name one place that teaches credit literacy?
No, I can't.
That's crazy, ain't it? Not one place teaches, but we know that credit is going to be the most important thing. You can't even get a job now without some good credit. For real,
not a good job.
Everything is coming down to your credit. And guess what? You got over 175 million people that have bad credit. And guess who the number one ethnic group of that have bad credit? Black people.
Black, yeah.
You got these people that stand, hey, give me $250, give me $300, I'm going to fix your credit. That is a bunch of men, because what you're doing is setting them up for failure. Because, I'll fix your credit. I'll get your credit up to 800. But guess what? By you not having any understanding or any education about it, by the time you get it, you ain't never had that kind of exposure before in your life. So guess what you're going to do? You're going to go out there and try to buy everything up, and within 3 months to 6 months, you'll be back at a 480, and they'll be calling you, and they'll be trying to come and get your stuff. because you mm-hmm. weren't educated on how to maintain that score. Like saying that instead of you maxing your credit cards out, the only way that you can add points to your credit score is by only using 30% of your credit card every month. And the credit companies know that. That's why if you use 30%, guess what they're going to do?
Hmm.
They're going to up your limit because they want to see, because the more you spend, the more it's going against interest. It's just like a house, man. You can buy $73,000 house, and you're going to pay. They say, well, we'll let you buy this out for $73,000, but and make it even more enticing for you. They say, and your mortgage ain't going to be but $400. You'd be like, $400? But you say, all right, $400 for a 20-year mortgage. Now, do the math on that. Now, you're paying $73,000. I'm gonna do the math for you real fast. I know we ain't got much time. You buy a house for $73,000, but you're paying $400 for 20 years. So
20
that's
years,
12
yeah.
times 20. So what is 12 times 20? 12 times 20 is 240, and then
that's
you multiply
right.
that by 5. And
mm-hmm.
guess what that comes with? That's $120,000 that you'd have paid for $73,000. Now, let's do the math.
That's right.
Today 73, that's right. 125,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's $52,000 you can pay more. And it's even worse than that because
right.
9 times out of 10, your mortgage is going to be about $700.
Yeah.
And that's how
yeah,
you
today,
get it because
yeah.
you got bad credit. And as long as you got bad credit, they can up the interest on you. But our people don't know this, man.
Hmm.
So how do we directly change the whole thing? Is that we educate you come and we're gonna educate as a mothership, and we're gonna and when you come on this property here, this property is sacred. You don't come in here cursing. You don't come on here with no foulness, or we're gonna run your body in. This place is sacred. This community will have to take this place and make it sacred. You don't come around. You don't break in here. You don't try to sell no drugs around here. You totally. And if you do that, we're going to run you up out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care
mm-hmm.
what you say. Because I'll give my life for these children. But hey, how many of us are willing to do that? I mean, for real.
That's right. That's right. That's real talk.
Everybody
right
talking, I ask me to talk my head off. Don't talk my head off, man. Do something. And when I don't do meetings. I might go to somebody say come in. If I get in there, if I see that this one of them meetings where you know let's do this and let's do this and I'll do this and then we're gonna come back with a follow up meeting. You won't see me at no more meetings unless you're talking about hitting the ground and getting to work. Then I don't really want to have no conversation. Like I said, that was my last time dealing with politicians. If I deal with another politician, you can believe he better be working for me. But in the meantime, all I can say is that they're full of it.
Hmm. That's real talk right there, Ski. That's real talk, mm-hmm. brother. Hey, man, I tell you what, man. You know, we're going to grow this Monday night thing, man. And we want you out there that is listening and that is downloading this show another day and listening. Get involved in the conversation. Don't be scared to call in. You know what I'm saying? I know when you get a conversation coming this way, a lot of people just clam up. We'll get on Facebook and talk all kind of crap. But when it's time to get out here and open, it's just what you just said. We ain't going to do nothing. So, you know, it's time to do something about it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got a problem with it, do something about it. You know what I'm saying? You don't like the way it sounds, do something about it. You don't like the way it looks, do something about it. You don't like the way our children are learning or not being educated properly, do something about it. Do something.
Absolutely.
It's time to do something. And we are doing
Absolutely.
It. We're going to do it every Monday night. So make sure that you follow DJ Rod Ski on Facebook. Rod Ski, I want you to give out all your information, man, so people can keep up with you and where you're at and what you're doing. If you don't mind, can you get that information out before we get out of here, brother?
My name, you can check me out on Facebook at Rodney Toomer, DJ Rod Ski. You'll see a picture of Nat Turner on there saying, are you ready? That's my Facebook. You can go on to my fan page. It's DJ Rod Ski, the mothership. You can check me out there. You can call me. You can inbox me. We're at 1613 Wolf Ridge Road on the corner of Wolf Ridge and 45 right next to the Hardee's building. Come by, see what we need. Drop us a gallon of paint off anything.
That's good.
That's
man,
it, brother.
That's good. All right, brother. Well, we're looking forward to doing what we can do, man, to educate our community, man, and uplift our young people, brother. And we give you all peace and blessings to you, brother. And we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you, brother. God bless, man. No slaves allowed.
No slaves allowed. Much love to you, brother.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Feeling real heroic right now, baby. Yes, this my 300 music. I'm about to get my Leonidas on, fam. Let's ride in, baby.
You ride with me, baby.
Let's get it.
I got my pool on my own. My head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my own.
Let's get it, man.
High and I'm through playing games.
I'm too playing, baby.
And you can go and ask anybody.
I'm feeling real,
and
real,
I ain't right turning back.
Man,
I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
It ain't nothing back to report, man.
Back.
You ready, fam?
I ain't turning back.
Are
I ain't
ready?
Turning back. I ain't turning back. No,
I'm on my loop nine. I'm daily dying.
Daily.
Holy Spirit, keep your boy while I'm on the grind.
I'm grinding.
Full on my own, cause I know them darts flying.
Yeah.
And I'm still playing games, homie, I ain't
I'm
lying.
I'm
walking out the way that I had as a juvenile. But this the plan that God had before I was a child. I'm walking in my destiny.
I'm walking in.
And he protecting me. I'm eating at a table prepared for my enemies.
That's my homie,
oh. I ain't turning back. You hear me? I ain't turning back. Only thing I'm turning back, homie, is my fitted
hat. Just
go ahead and get your gap. You can go and cock it back. When Christ froze up off the grave, and he coming back. And one day I'ma rise with him, meet up in the skies with him. That's why I'm willing to live and even die with him. Reppin' all over the world, my horn tied with him. Even if it means our death, you know we ride with him.
I got my pool on my own, my head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high, and I'm through playing games. You can see it in my eyes, and you can go and ask anybody. I'm a ride, and I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
Way right now,
I ain't
man.
Turning back.
You feel
I ain't
me?
Turning back.
I'm
I ain't
the
turning back.
Right now,
I ain't turning back.
Flame in the church about 17. Down the street,
dirty thing.
Down the street,
murder scene.
So our whole regime hit the knees and we went witnessing. Our plan,
that's the king.
God's plan is redeemed.
He
brought my homie back. Now we back on the track. Running the same race. We on the same track. For the same God who resurrected his son. Reflect on what he's done. Ain't no backwards to run. Where will we go? Back to our grave. Leave a cast. Caught some shackles and being slaves. They don't make no sense. No offense with the statement, man.
No offense,
that's
man.
Just like a Jew begging for concentration camps.
No
that's
offense.
Just like a black begging for segregation bags.
No
that's
offense,
insanity.
Man.
Beautiful Christianity.
Yeah.
Intruded the planet, removing all our vanity.
He's so good.
Flaming things.
I got
my
pool on my
own.
My head to the sky. I'm going in the battle with my horns up high.
That's
and
right.
I'm through playing games.
I'm
and you can go and ask anybody, I'm a ride.
And
I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back. I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
I ain't turning back.
It ain't no running now.
Get it in, man. I ain't turning back. No.
They said it wasn't worth it.
Worth it.
That this was worthless.
Worthy.
Ain't nothing but hypocrites sitting up in them churches.
Never.
But I went to God's house and I found my purpose.
Yeah.
Now my life's a sacrifice, fam. I'm living worthless.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.